Most models ready to go and ready for January delivery. With a €500 Super Value gift card, 3.9% finance available, it's time to order your new Kia today from iMotors. Call into Letterkenny or Mallon or visit imotors.ie.
Okay, you may have heard us mention yesterday that there's been a dramatic drop in the number of Gardaí staff, Garda staff, signed to the Donegal Drugs Divisional Unit. There are just five now, compared to 21 on in December of 2021. Councillor Jerry McMonagle is chair of the Joint Policing Committee. He joins us now. Councillor McMonagle, obviously the drop is concerning, but it also doesn't make sense. Are we saying 16 Gardaí retired or were transferred or have been assigned to other duties? Or like, it doesn't make much sense as to why it would go from 21 to 5 in less than a year.
No, that's correct, Greg, and there's probably a couple of them answers are correct, but the most probable one is that Gardaí have been put to other duties, and probably the reason for that is there isn't enough Gardaí in Donegal at the minute to cover all the different aspects of crime and within the county. So what we seem to see what's happening is that Peter's been robbed to pay Paul, and Gardaí are being moved about according to the crime statistics and levels of crime. But the concerning thing here is that drugs seems to be a constant crime throughout, not just Donegal, but across the whole country. But it's rising also, and we'd be very concerned about that. And with them numbers also, what they don't say is that there's basically just Gardaí involved in the drugs unit in Letterkenny and in the south of the county. And we would have none who are specialising in the Milford area or indeed in Inishowen. So that's worrying that we're not putting too much emphasis or resources into combating the scourge of drugs in our communities.
Yeah, and that's we can't escape that. That is a reality, that there are an awful lot of drugs circulating in the community, which makes it all... Like, what I would just be curious, what is more of a priority than that? Because it's a daisy chain, isn't it? Often, you know, a lot of crime can be linked back to the sale and purchase of drugs, hard drugs.
Yeah, and when you have a conversation with local Gardaí, they would agree with that. But what I'm hearing on the ground and what we can see ourselves is that Garda resources are light on the ground. We have a massive county. There is not enough young recruits have been coming through to service the needs of the county in relation to that. I spoke recently to the commissioner, Mr. Drew Harris, and actually invited him to come up to Donegal on a number of occasions to attend our JPC meeting to hear it firsthand. From the people involved in the JPC and the local community what the problems are in Donegal and what needs to be done. But to date, he's resisted that invitation. But there's a new policing model that's being introduced now, and both ourselves and the JPC and indeed the Gardaí are worried about what does that mean for Donegal. We're being amalgamated with Sligo and Leitrim. We're probably going to lose a superintendent. And already... And the arguments we have made to the management of the Garda Síochána is the border. With our 97% of the border in Donegal is with the north, and all the problems that brings. And we've just seen recently about a lot of cross-border crime starting to appear again. So I think it's, you know, Donegal should have been kept as its own division. It's such a vast county, and we have special policing needs because of the border and because of peripherality and also because of the rising crime statistics that we're seeing this last number of years.
Yeah, and of course then too, when we do see an increase in certain activities in Northern Ireland along the border too, some of those people involved in that, you know, could be carrying explosives, could be armed, you know, could see Donegal as an opportunity to evade police in Northern Ireland, all those stuff, plus the cross-border element to crime that can be there. You know, policing in Donegal should be a priority at this time, not in a situation where we're seeing resources weakened.
Yeah, and over the next month or so, we're going to lose a lot of experienced Gardaí who've been at management level here in the county. That's experience that'll be lost forever. And I say it couldn't have come at a worse time, because the introduction of this new policing model, which is, you know, when you read the reports on it and how, you know, it's all good in language. It's nice language and about further extra community engagement and functionality and all of that. But the reality of policing or anything and a scale the size of Donegal is that you need feet on the ground. And we don't have the resources to patrol and to police the county the size of Donegal. And look, Greg, been on your show, the lack of vehicles and cars to patrol areas. It's been well muted on the show here over this last number of years. And again, that problem still exists. But we need more Gardaí, and we need to be a division on its own and not to be amalgamated with Sligo Leitrim, because the resources... And my information is that the new Garda sort of unit within that new area of operation will be based in Carrick and Shannon, which is couldn't be further from Donegal, you know, than we are now at the minute. So it's going to lessen, I think, the impact and the ability to police and try and manage the drugs trade and the apprehend those involved in it and to prevent it being... drugs being freely available in the county.
What concerns me, and I think it really does need to be called out, is that, you know, the arguments that you would be making here today are arguments that have been made by senior Gardaí in this county to their colleagues in Dublin for years, and clearly they've fallen on deaf ears. Like, I would know that they would make representations to say we need these resources, or this is the unique situation that Donegal faces, this is why we need those resources, and time again those resources fall, those calls fall on deaf ears. But what we do see is a police force that will direct resources if there's enough publicity about it. So if there's a particular problem in a particular county on the border, they'll flood that with Garda resources. That if there, and it gets a lot of media attention, if there's a particular problem in a particular part of Dublin, they will flood that with Garda resources once it's in the newspapers, once it's on the radio station, once it's on the TV. We have a very reactive policy here, and I think that needs to be called out right at the very top. That, in other words, because there's not a huge amount of publicity about what's happening in Donegal, the resources aren't there. But as soon as something flares up somewhere, all of a sudden the resources can be found. I don't think that's any way to run a police force, personally speaking.
No, and you're 100% correct. And what it also prevents is people become specialists in their field, intelligence gathering, it hampers that there. And it also hampers the relationship between the community and the Gardaí, where there's a loss of confidence. But I can assure you, Greg, at the last two policing authority meetings where JPC chairs and were invited to the meetings to have their say, it's not just Donegal who's complaining about this new policing model. Right across the state, all of the areas that were attending the meetings are complaining, and for the reasons that you just outlined. It's minimizing and it's reacting to the latest crime, which is not the way to go. They're basing it on a model that has come in from the UK. It has failed over there and it's going to fail here.